Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. The wheels are turning again. On March 3, 2020, soon after the COVID-19 pandemic began to spread and governments across the globe started imposing lockdowns, the US Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 50 basis points in an attempt to support the world's biggest economy. A fortnight later, it slashed the rates by another 100 basis points to near 0%. It took the US Central Bank nearly 2 years to reverse its rate cycle. In March 2022, it began to lift interest rates to control inflation that touched a 40-year high a few months later. Over the next year and a half, the Fed increased the rates 10 more times, lifting the federal funds rate to a range of 5.25 to 5.50%. And now, the Fed is pivoting again as inflation comes under control and economic growth becomes a matter of concern. This week, the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, slashed interest rates by 50 basis points. And there are more cuts in the offing. The FOMC's next meetings are scheduled for November and December, where it is expected to cut rates by another 50 basis points. It also sees scope to cut rates by a full percentage point next year and by half a point in 2026. Okay, that's great for US borrowers as their loan repayments will become easier, but why does it matter to those sitting in India? Well, because what happens in the world's biggest economy impacts what will happen in many other economies worldwide. And that's true for India, too. In fact, soon after the Fed's rate cut, central banks in the Middle East, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, and Bahrain slashed interest rates by a similar margin. And while the Reserve Bank of India is unlikely to follow suit in the next few days, the Fed's decision does make it more likely for Governor Shaktikanta Das to take action sooner than later. Then, there are more side effects, some positive, others not so. The cut in US rates is likely to boost money flows into Indian equities and bonds, which pay a higher interest. It will also benefit Indian companies that borrowed in foreign currency and Indian importers, as the rupee will likely strengthen against the dollar. But exporters, such as IT companies, could stand to lose. For consumers, as and when the RBI starts easing monetary policy, it would mean easier loan repayments but also a drop in interest rates on fixed deposits and other debt investments. And then, after some time, the wheels will turn again. Elephant overtakes dragon. While the Fed's steeper-than-expected rate cut boosted the bullish sentiment in India, stock market investors had another reason to cheer. This week, India overtook China in a key global MSCI equities index for the first time ever, thanks to steady economic growth and strong capital inflows that have propelled the stock markets to record highs. India's weight in the MSCI Investable Large, Mid and Small Cap Index increased to 2.35%, above China's 2.24%, Morgan Stanley said. And India will gain more share due to market outperformance and new public offerings, it said. The development comes days after Morgan Stanley said earlier this month that it expects India to surpass China in the MSCI Emerging Markets Index, as the South Asian nation's ongoing market rally was only past the halfway mark. Analysts say India's rising weightage in the MSCI indices will bring additional inflows into equity markets. India's benchmark indices, the NSE Nifty 50 and the BSE Sensex, have gained over 15% so far this year, while China's Shanghai Composite Index has fallen about 9% due to concerns over economic growth and the real estate sector. And looks like India will continue to outperform its larger neighbor, at least in the near future. Going green. Moving on to corporate news, a bunch of companies this week announced plans at Renewable Energy Conference Reinvest, held in Gujarat, to boost their green power capacity, while several lenders promised to give out billions of dollars in loans to help those companies meet their targets. Billionaire Mukesh Ambani-led Reliance Industries committed to install 100 gigawatts of additional renewable capacity by 2030, while Gautam Adani-led Adani Green Energy committed to have 38.8 gigawatts of capacity. Hero Future Energy said it plans to invest $20 billion to increase its capacity to 30 gigawatts by 2030 from 1.9 gigawatts currently. It expects to commission 3.4 gigawatts of capacity, currently under construction, in the next 2 years. Tata Power plans to invest up to $9 billion to increase its renewable energy capacity to more than 20 gigawatts over the next 5 to 6 years from 5 gigawatts currently, CEO Praveer Sinha said. As for lenders, state-run infrastructure financier REC Limited said it has signed pacts worth about 1.12 trillion rupees, $13.37 billion, with renewable energy developers at the conference covering solar, wind, hydroelectric, battery energy and green ammonia projects. REC said it intends to take its renewables loan book to over 3 trillion rupees by 2030 and expand the share of the segment from 8% currently to 30%. German state lender Kfz Unit Dek said it plans to more than double its investments in India to $1 billion over the next few years, with focus on the energy and infrastructure projects. Dek has so far invested about $400 million in debt and equity in India. These announcements are in line with the government's aim to add at least 500 gigawatts of clean energy by 2030 to reduce emissions. India's current capacity is around 153 gigawatts. While this is below the 2022 target of 175 gigawatts, the government expects the pace of capacity addition to increase in coming years. Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi said financial institutions have committed to provide $386 billion in funding for green power projects by 2030. Market wrap. Indian stock markets hit yet another record high this week, as the higher-than-expected rate cut by the US Fed boosted investor sentiment. The 30-stock Sensex hit a new all-time high of 84,639.23 on Friday, while the 50-stock Nifty touched 25,831.35. For the week, the Sensex gained almost 2% and the Nifty climbed 1.9%. Mahindra and Mahindra topped the list of Nifty stocks that gained during the week. It was followed by Nestle India and NTPC. Lenders including ICICI Bank, Shriram Finance, Kotak Mahindra Bank, HDFC Bank and Axis Bank gained, too. Car and bike makers including Hero MotoCorp, Maruti Suzuki, Eicher and Bajaj Auto also ended in the green. Tech companies were the biggest losers this week. All IT companies in the Nifty 50, TCS, Wipro, HCL Tech, Infosys, Divintree and Tech Mahindra ended in the red. The list of Nifty losers also included PSUs like Bharat Petroleum and ONGC, drugmaker Cipla, Dr. Reddy's and Sun Pharma, as well as Grasim and Tata Motors. That's all for this week. Until next week, happy investing!